From Tidbits on August 3rd, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for August 3rd, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Flash Player 10.0.32.18 from Adobe is a security update to the commonly used browser plugin. The update addresses a critical vulnerability previously identified by Adobe that could be exploited by an attacker to take control of a user's system after a program crash. Adobe Acrobat 9.1.3 and Reader 9.1.3 from Adobe are security updates to the long-standing PDF software. The updates address the critical vulnerability in Flash that could be exploited by an attacker to take control of a user's system after a program crash. Pathfinder 5.1.4 from Cocotec is a feature-focused update to the advanced file search utility that Matt Newberg recently praised in Pathfinder 5 Beats the Finder's Pants Off, published on June 29, 2009. Changes include added support for Back to My Mac, the capability to remove the Finder icon from the dock, adjustable desktop grid spacing, compatibility with trackpad swipe gestures for moving forwards and backwards, and the capability to display web dev volumes. A full list of changes is available on Cocotec's website. Spam Sieve 2.7.5 from C-Command Software is a maintenance update to the powerful Bayesian spam filtering software. Changes include improved FAQ and instruction sections, new scrollable search fields, an enhanced crash reporter, and updated Dutch, Japanese, and Korean localizations. Also, two bugs have been fixed, one that would cause Apple Mail to freeze on launch if you had created a rule involving address book groups, and one that caused the program to crash if more than one copy was installed on your machine. Fetch 5.5.1 from Fetch Softworks is a maintenance update to the long-standing file transfer software. Several issues have been addressed, including rare crashes due to missing default editors when uploading files and opening preferences. Also fixed are rare freezes that could occur when getting the file lists and delays that could occur while renaming items when the list of recent folders is especially long. Several other smaller bugs have also been fixed and can be found in the update's full release notes. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.